Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you've won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, through the dark road. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, yeah. My heart been cut down. You're a champion. You're undefeated. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Got you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
You give them praise.
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful.
Everybody
know it's a winner.
Yeah.
Everybody know it's a winner.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah.
Oh God, move mighty in this service right now, God. We come surrendering all over to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come praying a prayer of thanksgiving on today, oh God, thanking you, Father God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We come humbling ourselves before you, oh God. Oh Lord, we come boldly to the throne room of grace by faith to receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mira la bocure nehe shanna la bocosa iraba shaka. Mira la bocosa nehe bocone nehe shanna. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this day. We thank you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning, Father God, and gave us this brand new opportunity to give you honor and to give you glory. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that this is the day that you have made for us, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because you are good, God. And you're more than worthy to be praised. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us all night long, Father God, as we slept in slumber. You kept danger seen away from us, Father God. You kept sickness from touching our body. You kept the enemy, you kept the death angel from coming and taking us, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to experience this abundant day here in the land of the living. You are good, God, and you're more than worthy to be praised. Father God, you have blessed our homes in every single way, Father God. You have blessed our families in every single way, Father God. You have blessed our children, Father God. Every single thing that we touch, Father God, it is prosperous in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for making us prosperous in every single area of our life, Father God. So we speak life, hallelujah, and we do not speak death. We speak life into every single situation that is dead, Father God, because of the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. But we call every single broken relationship, we call you healed. We call you redeemed in the mighty name of Jesus. We say to every single sickness, Father God, that have came upon our house, came upon our body, we say you're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you have already obtained it all, Father. We say thank you, Father God, that you have given us your power and given us your authority to maintain what you have already done, Father God. And that is victory, Father God. So we maintain your victory, Father God. We stand on every single word, Father God, that you have given us, Father God. For you say, great is the peace for my children, for they are taught of the Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that you have taught us all things, Father God, through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us your spirit, Father God, which is the Holy Spirit that brings us great peace. Hallelujah. And this peace, Father God, that you have given us, it surpasses all understanding, Father God. And because of this same great peace that you have given us, Father God, we experience long life, and we experience your salvation, every single body that's experienced long life, that salvation is because of that peace, your peace, Christ Jesus, that you have given to us. So we say thank you, Father God. Every single time that we face trials and tribulations, Father God, we thank you because you told us that we shall face trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, for you have already overcame the world, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, because you have overcame the world, Father God. We too are overcomers, hallelujah, because we're in you, Christ Jesus. But we say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So we do realize that weapons shall be formed against us, Father God, but they shall not prosper. And we thank you, Father God, that every single tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for your word, your living word. Your word lives in us, Father God. And we thank you because your word lives in us, we're able to do all things through him. And we're talking about Christ Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you have already given us your word. And your word, Father God, we put it on every day. And we thank you, Father God, your word, Father God, that we put on every day. It arms us. It protects us. It guards us. And it guides us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we say thank you, Father God, for your word. And we put it on every single day. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good to us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so merciful to us. We thank you, Christ Jesus, for your grace. Grace, grace, and more grace. Hallelujah. If it had not been for your grace, where would we be? And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. For we see all of your glory, Father God. And your glory, Father God, we see it all on us. Because we make that decision every single day. By faith, to be in you. By faith, to trust in you. By faith, to believe in you. By faith to follow you. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Joy, joy, and unspeakable joy. For you are the joy, Father God, that's in us. And that's where we find strength, Father God. We find ourselves in that place that we are weak. We do realize that you have already done it. And when we get back into that place, Father God, knowing that you have already done it, we find ourselves into that place of joy. And we find ourselves in that place where we find strength, Father God. Not to what the world gives to us. Not to what we can give to ourselves. We find strength because we find it in you, Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every single thing. We thank you for every single situation. Because every single thing, in every single situation, that is our opportunity to lean on you. That is our opportunity, Father God, to come to you. That is our opportunity to pray to you, Father God. Because we know that every single thing, Father, that it goes through you, Father, is already done. It is already prosperous. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that everybody do pray this beautiful prayer this morning, this afternoon. Amen. Amen and amen again.
Hallelujah. Good God Almighty.
Good God
Almighty. Thank you for saving us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. The Sunday service at 2. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. I had to pick myself.
Hallelujah.
Ain't God good?
Yes.
He's better than good.
Yes.
Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen.
Welcome.
What
we are
a beautiful day.
Yes, Lord.
What a beautiful day. See, I don't know what it looks like where you at right now. See, we have a little overcast and we have a little rain. But this is still a good day. This is a beautiful day. And the reason why I know that is because we're in the land of the living.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And every single day.
Uh-huh.
If there's an overcast, if the sun is out, if it's raining,
Jesus.
God's still good.
Thank you, Lord.
Because look where you're at.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You could be dead and gone, but you're not.
Amen.
You can be down on your last breath right now,
Jesus.
But you're not. Hallelujah. See, we have something to give God glory for.
Amen.
Every single day. Thank you for the rain. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Because if it ain't for the rain, what's going to wash away all of the dirt, all of the grime,
amen,
all of the filth? Hallelujah. God good.
Amen.
Amen. And he's more than worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Welcome again. We are the Pastor Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. And we are Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Doris A. Manning.
And we want to personally welcome you today.
Amen.
So, first time with us here, Press 1, we want to welcome you personally. We want to pray for you and pray with you. All that's concerning you right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So, just Press 1.
Yes.
We want to hear from you. If you have a testimony,
uh-huh,
hallelujah, we want to hear your testimony.
Yes.
Where God is doing what God's done. Amen. What you're trusting God to do and showed up. Amen. We're so excited, y'all. We had a play last night. We talked about it at 10 a.m. It was an awesome play, the holding tape.
Amen.
If you missed it, you missed the treat. It was definitely a good,
yeah,
good outing.
Amen.
We started to recover, and all week we were recovering. At least I'm you ready.
Amen. God good.
God good. God bless you all. Once again, we welcome you. We welcome you with love. We welcome you with forgiveness. And I'm just going to say this. Forgive yourself. A lot of us have not forgiven ourselves.
Huh.
Truly, genuinely forgiven yourself.
God,
do that today and be free.
Amen.
Do that today for yourself and be free. Even if you got to speak it out, write it down. Be free.
Uh-huh.
Forgive yourself. You are forgiven for what you said and for what you did.
Uh-huh.
And it's over with. Now receive your forgiveness and walk in your newness.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless everyone today here.
Amen.
We love you. If anybody told you, you are loved.
That's right.
We love you. Amen. You are always going to have our scripture reading, I believe, at this time.
Yeah.
And then we'll have our song selection. And then we'll have the preacher word from Pastor Dorothy Manny.
Yes.
Today, amen.
Amen. So welcome everyone. Welcome every single one that's here in attendance from the city of New York. You know, we do realize that, you know, the time is a little bit different, but there is no distance in spirit. So we thank you for finding time, you know, to be in Sunday service this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, each and every one of you, for inviting us into your homes. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank every single one that's there in Chicago, every single one that's there in Louisiana, in Shreveport, Louisiana. We just want to say, you know, welcome you and thank y'all for welcoming us as well.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you and welcome. Welcome. Yes.
Yes, we're full of welcome today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to have our scripture reading. We've come out the book of John. You all, St. John, chapter 6, verse 61 through 69. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible says when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you? But then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." Verse 64 says, "But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were and who did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father."
Yes.
Verse 66 says, "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away?"
Uh-huh.
"But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go?
Amen.
You have the words of eternal life."
Amen.
Verse 69 says, "Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Amen.
What is the Bible saying to us today? Do you know Do you believe? Hallelujah. Do you know and do you believe? See, the Holy Spirit gives spiritual life, everyone. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, we cannot even see our new life. All spiritual renewal begins with and ends with God. Amen. He reveals truth to us. He reveals the truth to us, you all, and he lives within us and then enables us to respond to that truth. The question is, why did Jesus' words cause many of his followers to desert him? The Bible tells that many left after this end. They may have realized that he wasn't going to be the conquering Messiah king they expected. He refused to give in to their self-centered requests, you all. He emphasized that faith and not works. Amen. His teachings were difficult to understand, and some of his words were offensive. So as we grow in our faith, we may be tempted to turn away because Jesus' lessons are difficult. See, will you respond, or will your response be to give up or ignore certain teachings or reject Jesus? Instead, ask God to show you what the teachings mean and how they apply to your life. Then have the courage to act on God's truth. May the word, hallelujah, may God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. God bless you. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington. Amen. Welcome, Brother Joe.
Good afternoon. I'm just so glad to be here, Pastor Manning, for that wonderful prayer for his family this morning, you know, but it's, like I said, it's in God's hands, so we'll be all right.
Amen.
I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, somebody, they told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, somebody, they told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, somebody, they told me everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. God bless you.
Yes, Lord, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Do you believe that it's going to be all right?
Amen.
Do you believe it's going to be all right?
Yes.
I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Can you declare and declare right now over your life that it's already all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah, we trust God for the all right. Amen. Because he's all right. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I got a feeling everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
Come on, shout, stand to your feet, just thank God for who he is, amen. You got to know
Christ you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you got to know that you're more than a conqueror. Because you can say right now in your song, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. I got a feeling I'm coming out in the wealthy place. Amen. I'm not going in the same way. But I'm coming out victorious. I'm coming out with wealth and riches. Amen. I'm coming out healed and delivered and set free. See, I want you to understand that God will call even your enemies to come and bless you. Amen. I want you to know that God will snatch you out of that situation right where you are. Amen. But when you trust him and say, hey, I got a feeling that things are going to be all right. I got a feeling. Come on now. Be all right. Brother Joe, sing this song. Be all right. Come on, be all right. I don't care what man's saying. I don't care what the doctor's trying to tell you. I want you to know that you're already all right. All you got to do is get in that place of believing and trusting God. See, in that place of faith, God can work miracles. But you got to decree and declare. It's all right. It's all right.
Hallelujah.
It's all right.
Lord.
God bless you. Uncle Joe, we love you. We speak blessings over you right now. We speak life, hallelujah. We speak the favor of God upon your life. May the goodness of the Lord walk through and through your life. May God touch every situation concerning you and all that you're concerned about in the name of Jesus Christ. We serve a God of
hallelujah.
I want you to understand that God will divinely intervene on your behalf, and he will fight your battle. All you got to do is show up and decree and declare victory and say it's all right. It's all right.
It's all right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Just keep on pressing in. I want you to know praise confuses the enemy. See, when you're going through something, when you begin to shout and just thank God, the enemy gets confused. You don't know which way to go because you don't understand how you praising in your song. You don't understand how you praising when your family is turning on. You don't understand and know how you praise when your body is turning. You don't understand and know how you praising God when your money is short. You know, that's not how you praise them when your wife and left up, your husband and left, your children after left up, your child and with you. You don't understand. You say, how is it that you're still praising? And you say, it's all right.
It's all right.
Right. Because there is Jesus in me, there is Jesus in the world. I'm more than a problem. See, when you can declare the crowd, believe that, you can receive that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's all right. Oh, Mother Joe, you're
fine.
That's
right.
My husband was saying, baby, you sound like you're grooming down a film just a little time from last night. He said, well, you're going to pick yourself up. I said, I'm trying. He said, do it. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Speak over yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. We will not fall. We will not fumble. But we will shine and declare the works of the Lord our God. We will take it in confidence. My Lord, he cut out of all shakayas. We will not stand and decree and declare over ourselves. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
We won't take no substance.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We will call us to the kingdom of God. Will you know it today? Who you are and who you are. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Be all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to have two song selections, and we'll be right back for the preaching word from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning. Stay right there. Don't move. Stay right there.
Amen.
And know, hallelujah, God be for you. Who? You know what I mean? Who can be against you? Hallelujah. It's all right. It's all right. Oh, God, we bless you. It's all right.
Thank you. every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.
Every praise. Every praise. Hallelujah. It's to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God we made it to the message part of service here today. And just thanking God already for the word that's going forth from the mouth of his ordained, amen, his anointed, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. You all, I present to you no other than my husband, amen, a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for you, amen, will pray with you and for you, amen, a man that embodies wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethic, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, a man who keeps his word, amen. I introduce to you God's prophet and senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries at this time, my husband, my handsome, loving, faithful husband, amen, caring, devoted husband, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, I present you, Pastor
Dorsey
Manny.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you so much, every single body, every single one that is here on attendance this Sunday afternoon. I thank every single one of you. We thank God for this opportunity to be here,
yes,
you know, as one, you know, one body in Christ, you know, with the goal of worshiping God, receiving God's word, receiving his instruction, receiving God's favor. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us this opportunity to be with you one more time, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for every single preached word, Father God, that you have already ordained in the mouth, in the mind of your messenger to be delivered to your fold, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that your word, Father God, that you have already given to us is to lead us in that place of great abundance and great favor, being right there where you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, and we're trusting and believing that you will be every single word that is spoken into our mind, every single word that is spoken in our heart, Father God. Every single word that come out of our mouths, Father God, we thank you, Father God, it is your word and not any words of any stranger, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add to it or take anything away from it, Father God, that is not of you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, every single unclean thought, every single unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say be loose from this place. Any shame, any guilt, any condemnation, we say be ye there removed and be cast into the sea in the mighty name of Jesus. But this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we all do say amen. Amen again.
Hallelujah.
If you do have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to go with me. We'll start right here in the book of Proverbs, and then we'll go over here to the book of John, and we'll be in one or two more places, maybe the book of Ephesians, if we get a chance to make it there, the book of Ephesians. So if you have your Bibles, go with me over here to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Proverbs, chapter 3. And the message that I want to deliver to you this afternoon, it's a very, very mighty message that God has been working with me on this for the last few weeks here. The message today is, this is the way. This is the way. Hallelujah.
Hello.
How many of us understand? I want you to understand something here before we go over here to Proverbs. Go Proverbs chapter 3. Put your finger right there. Holy Spirit just showed me something. We need to understand that every single morning, afternoon, or whenever you open up your eyes and whenever you take a breath, inhale and exhale, you have to realize that there is a destination. There is somewhere for you to be. And I mean that in the physical, and I also mean that in spiritual. Physically and spiritually, as long as you're taking a breath, there is somewhere for you to be. and there is a way to get there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3. It reads right here, Proverbs chapter 3 and verses, let's start right here at verse 1. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1. It reads, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Excuse me. For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. 3 says, and let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thy heart. 4 says, so shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Let's put a period right there. Do you realize that every single body that's listening right now, there is a direction for you to go. There is a place for you to go. And I mean that spiritually. And when I say spiritually, I'm talking about the internal, I'm talking about your inside world. And we'll get to that in a minute. And when I say physically, I'm talking about your outside world. And we're right there right now. So I'm going to show you this right here about your outside world, because a lot of times we're in that place where we look at self first rather than looking at God first. So but since we're going to look at self first, let's start right there with self. We're going to start right with self. See, right here in Proverbs chapter 3, we realize that it's a lot of guidance. This is a lot of value. See, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the wisdom. See, we need to find value in the wisdom of God. But see, the value that's in the wisdom of God is going to lead you into the right direction, going to lead you in the right path. See, we have to realize this, that the wisdom of God is for guidance for our step. It's for guidance for our mind. It's for guidance for our destination. Understand this, that over here in Scripture, when it says, you know, to keep my commandments, see, there's instruction, there's something for us to do. Every single body that done heard the word of God, every single body that done read the word of God. See, when you hear the word of God and you read the word of God, see, now you have listened to the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God is going to take you somewhere. And 2 is telling you right here where it's going to take you. See, we make the word of God to be like it's just so difficult for us to understand. But see, the word of God is not difficult for us to understand. See, when you stop trying to understand it how you understand it and let the wisdom of God show you what to believe and how to understand, and then you can get somewhere. 2 says, for the length of days. Hallelujah. Anybody living right now? Because anybody living right now, what you're doing right now, you're experiencing the goodness of God. And every single day that you live, every single day, no matter how old you are, if you're 1 year old or you're 100 years old, for the length of days, wisdom is the one who's leading you to have these length of days and long life. But not just length of days and long life, length of days and long life in that place of peace, in that place of peace. If you can find yourself in that place of peace, that means you have found yourself in the presence of the Lord. You have found yourself in the presence of wisdom. If you find yourself in the presence of wisdom, you will realize that you have long days and long life. This is a promise of God. It says, keep these commandments. Say, write these about your heart. But see, but it's not just enough right there just to say, okay, well, I read the word of God. So because I read the word of God, so now I got long life and I got now I have peace, and it shall be added to me. But see, there's more instructions for you to do. We have to realize that we are people that are living in a place that's temporarily for you. It's temporary for you to live here because there's something for you to do. And what is it for you to do? Let's read 3, right? It says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them around thy neck and write them on the tables of our heart. Do you realize that every single person, I'm talking about in the physical, every single body that you come in contact with, every single body that you walk up to and that you speak with, every single body that you talk to, every single body that you agree with, or every single one. I'm talking about in the physical. Something is going to happen. And what I'm saying something is going to happen is that there's going to be a transfer of something. There's going to be a transfer of a spirit. Hallelujah. Every single time I talk to you, there's going to be a transfer of a spirit. Every single time that you talk to me, there's going to be a transfer of a spirit. So now we need to understand when there is a transfer of a spirit, we need to understand this right here, that you should always find yourself in a place of mercy and truth. They say bind them about around your neck. That means always be in that place of having mercy and always being truthful and always being truthful to one another. Because if I'm right here in this place and I'm saying something to you and you're saying something to me and I'm leading you in a direction that is not in the direction that God did, if it's a lie, then I'm leading you into a place that was not for you. And so will you do to me. And this is that place when we say things that we don't need to say. This is that place where we get in that place where there's no mercy, where there's unforgiveness. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So now, four says this, so shall you find favor and good understanding. See, wisdom of God, that is the favor of God that's in your life. Every single thing that you speak, Pastor, every single thing that I speak, every single thing that each and one of you are listening, everything that you speak, it should come from the wisdom of God because this is the favor of God. That means you have favor with God, you will also have favor with man. Five says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Six reads here, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. This is the way. This is the way. The way is just like the Holy Spirit have already led you. This is the way. It's through wisdom. Wisdom and the Holy Spirit are the same. See, the wisdom of God and the Holy Spirit, they are the same, and this is the way. So when you wake up in the morning, I'm talking about physically when you wake up in the morning, you should have the wisdom of God that's operating in you, through you, and for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, there are going to be things. Now, let's talk about the spiritual part of a man or the spiritual part of a woman. I'm going to show you where we always have the battle at. See, when we wake up in the morning or in the afternoon or when we open up our eyes, we understand that there is always something or somebody that's talking. Always somebody is talking. There's always someone is speaking. Someone might physically call us. We might heard something that is spoken to us that makes us feel a type of way that we don't like to feel. It's something that may be spoken to us that causes us to feel good. You know, either way, either we feel good or we don't feel good. It could be something that was spoken from years ago. It could be something that we looked at last night on the television. Or it could just be an unclean feeling or the sermon that then came over us that ministers something to us, and it causes us to think. See, now, five says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Your mind will play some tricks on you because your mind, that is the place where Satan wants to battle all the time. That is the arena right there. That is that place right there where you will always be in constant battle every single day that you wake up, every single day that you make a step. You're always going to be in a constant battle. You're battling for what? You're battling for your thoughts. But right here, the word of God said, is to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, how do you trust in the Lord with all of your heart? We do realize that Deuteronomy 6 and 5, it says, trust the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your strength. So we got to understand that the mind of a man or the mind of a woman and the heart of the man and the heart of a woman, they're interchangeable because the mind and the heart, that's what he's talking about, trusting the Lord with all of your heart. That means all of your thought life, all of your thought life. Anything that is ministered to you, and you can't see God in it, you can't see Jesus in it, then you have to understand that who in it or who is speaking or who said it. It says trust in God with all your heart. That means that that is not wisdom that's speaking to you. Because wisdom is not going to lead you to a place to where you're not in a place of peace. Do you understand that? Wisdom will not lead you into a place to where you're not telling the truth. Wisdom will not lead you in a place where you're not listening to the truth. Neither will wisdom lead you into the place where you're not forgiven or you have not been forgiven. So either way, trust in the Lord all your heart and lean out to how you understand it. You trust into yourself or you're trusting into voices that is not of God, trusting to the stranger, it will lead you to a place where you do not desire. I don't know where you're at right now. You might have trusted into the words of a stranger or the words of a man of a woman, and it may have led you out into the streets. Now you might find yourself where you might be homeless right now because of something that was spoken to you, and you trusted and you believed it. You have maybe even found yourself in a place where sickness have came upon your body because sickness was spoken over you and you received it and you trusted in that sickness, and now you're dwelling in that sickness and you're living right there in that place. It says, lean not to your own understanding. And 6 says, in all our ways, acknowledge God. Acknowledge him. We're talking about the wisdom of God. Acknowledge the wisdom of God, for he will direct your path. The wisdom of God definitely will direct your path if you yield to the Holy Spirit. You yield to the wisdom. See, this is the way. Any other way will lead you to a path of death and to destruction. So I have a question for you this morning. The question that I want to ask you is, what is it that's in your mind? What are you thinking about right now in this present moment right now? What is it that's on your mind? What is it you think about? What have you been speaking? Or what has been spoken to you? Because the very thing that you are speaking and the very thing that has been spoken to you, you have understood it. And when you understood it, then there's going to be an echo. There's going to be an echo. Anything or any spirit or any words that you are listening to, if you sit right there and listen to it long enough, you will echo it and you will say it. And that is true. You will echo it or you will say it. Nobody, male or female, can speak words that they don't know. You can only speak what you do know. You can only speak what you heard. When you was born into this world, somebody taught you how to speak. Somebody taught you a language. And the language that they taught you how to speak, you mimicked it. When they made a sound, then you made a sound. They taught you how to move. They taught you how to do all things. There is a spirit behind every single thing that you do. And I'm talking about speaking. So we can't say something that's not on the inside. We have to understand that nobody is not under the government of a spirit. You're underneath the government of some spirit. And I'm talking about speaking. I'm talking about speaking. You're either underneath the government of the spirit of God or the spirit of wisdom, or you're underneath the government or the spirit of a fool, or underneath the spirit of Satan, or underneath the spirit of self. Understand that.
Jesus.
Because when you understand that, then you can understand how you can go the wrong way. Hallelujah. You can go the wrong way according to the governor or the spirit that's leading you. Amen. Amen. That's the question that I want to ask you. Who is speaking in you and who is speaking through you and who are you speaking for? Are you speaking for God? Are you speaking for the wisdom of God? Is that what you're doing? Or are you speaking for self? Are you speaking for the word? I mean, for the world? Or are you speaking for the kingdom of Satan? Because you definitely are influenced by one or the other spirit is one of these kingdoms. Hallelujah. The next question that I do want to ask you, I want to ask you this question here. So now, what are you saying? What is it that you are saying? What are the words that's coming from your mouth right now? Because whatever word is coming from your mouth right now, these words right here, these are spiritual as well. See, the Bible clearly tells us that life or death is spoken by the power of the tongue. My Lord, my God.
Yes,
see, we just can't take the word of God and just take it, you know, just, well, okay, just the word of God say this. No, there is the way. This is the way.
Yes,
whichever way that you're going, this is the way. Whatever you speak, that you will see. See, the Bible tells us that anything that you speak, that you will see. Anything that you decree, that's what you will see. Anything that
my
you
Lord.
Think, that means that you have placed yourself, you have placed your mind on it, you have placed your heart on it, you have trusted into it, and here it is. Now it's leading you into a direction. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
The third thing that I do want to ask you, and I want you to ask yourself this question, and I want to show you this right here in Scripture after I ask you this question. What or who have you been exposing yourself to? Because whatever or whoever that you've been talking to or they've been talking to you that you have exposed yourself to, this is the reason why that you are thinking the way that you think. This is the reason why you think the thoughts that you think, because what you are exposing yourself to. Go with me over here to the book of John. Father God, we thank you for every single word that you have shown us, Father God. We know that your word, it leads us into that place of righteousness. Your word,
Amen.
Father God, and we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. John.
Hallelujah.
John chapter, let's start right here, John chapter 1. Give me 1 second, the paper's here. Hallelujah. John chapter 1.
Yeah.
Now, whatever or whoever that you are exposed to will create your thought life. Now, we've seen over here in Proverbs chapter 3. We've seen over here in Proverbs chapter 3 how the wisdom of God is here for you to value it or you to value him, and it's for him to guide you and to lead you. So if you are listening to the wisdom of God, you're listening to the word of God, the instructions of God, then it is leading you in a direction. That means that you're exposed to it. So now John chapter 1, verses 1, it reads here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For now.
Hallelujah.
Every single thing that's being spoken to you, remember I told you it's spoken, you're governed by a spirit. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It is the will of God for your life concerning you that you receive the Word of God every single day, all day of your life, for you to receive the Word. Now understand when it says right here the Word of God. See, the word of God is capitalized. And anytime, you know, we've learned that, you know, when you see something that capital, something that's capital, when it's talking about the word, you know, this word is used in a place of a noun. So that means that this is a person. So the word of God is a person. Say, in the beginning there was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Hallelujah. Let's read right here, too. It says, in the same was in the beginning with God. 3 says, all things were made by him. See, there it is. The word is a him. The word is a him. And without him was nothing, was not anything made that was made. 4 says, in him was life. And the life was the light of man and the light of woman. So the word of God, hallelujah, has always been, and it was always with God, and the word of God has always worked God, and we're talking about Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ created every single thing that is living. So if you are living right now, that means that you was created by God, and you was created by God for you to be with the word of God. Hallelujah. So now, how do you be with the word of God? A better question is, how do you be without the word of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll answer both of those. Let's just read on a little bit. 5 says here, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Darkness comprehended it not. Let's go skip down here to 14. John chapter 1 and verses 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the way. Jesus Christ is the way. The Word of God is the way. If you find yourself where you have gone astray, when you have find yourself, when you're in a place of you feeling unforgiven, that'll lead you out into the streets, lead you into the highways, lead you into the dope house, lead you into the place of fornication and adultery, lead you into that place of unforgiveness, lead you into that place of lying and cheating and stealing, lead you into that place of anger, lead you into that place of depression, lead you into that place of feeling insufficient. Well, see, you have the Word of God. And anytime that you're in this place, that means that you are dwelling in somewhere. And the place that you are dwelling in, it is a house, but it is not the house of God. So you need to understand that whatever it is that's going on the inside of you, this is the very thing that's causing you to think, and is causing you to feel, and is causing you to act, and this is what comes on the outside of you. See, the Word of God, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. See, Jesus Christ was with God, and we realized that Jesus Christ had became flesh and lived amongst us. Jesus Christ still lives amongst us. See, the Word of God is Jesus Christ. So the Word of God, it became flesh, and the Word of God lived amongst us. Now, anybody that is in the Word of God, that means that you're being governed by the wisdom of God, which is the Holy Spirit, and you're going somewhere. Where are you going? You're going right there to be just where God is. That's in the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God has to live on the inside. You have an inside world. So you have a heart that's able to feel. You have a mind that's able to think. And hallelujah. When you receive the Word of God on the inside world, then that means that the spirit man or the spirit woman has became perfect. And the spirit man and the spirit woman that has became perfect is already entered in on the inside. So that means that the spirit man and the spirit of God moving on the inside is there to change your heart, is there to change your mind about what you've been thinking about, what you've been having exposing yourself to, who company that you're in, who are you listening to, what voices are you hearing. See, the Word of God is very powerful, more powerful than anything or any that you've ever say or ever felt in your life. I'm talking about the Word of God, hallelujah, which is Jesus Christ. See, Jesus Christ will change your inside world. And when Jesus Christ changed your inside world, as a result on your outside world, now you know where to go and you know where not to go. You know who to see and who not to see. You know what to put into your body and what not to put into your body. Who to listen to and who not to listen to. See, you find yourself in that place where you're listening to the wisdom of God every single day of your life. Because when you listen to the wisdom of God, you listen to the Word of God. See, the Word of God is the will of God for you. The Word of God, hallelujah, is the will of God for you. It's God's will that you receive his Word. So what I'm saying is God's will for you to know the way. It's God's will for you to be right there where he is. Let me show you that in scripture. Hallelujah. John 14. Go over here with me to the book of John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Now we just established that the Word of God is Jesus Christ. And just so happened, consequently here, this is Jesus Christ that is speaking, which is the Word of God that is speaking right now to his disciples here at this time. Jesus Christ says unto him, and Jesus Christ said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Do you realize that the Word of God, hallelujah, what Jesus is saying right here, anybody that is in him, hallelujah, anybody that is in him, you know the way. Anybody that's in him, that means that the truth is in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody that's in the word of God, you're experiencing life. Hallelujah. You're experiencing
Amen.
Life right here. And this is the
Amen.
Way. So what are you exposing yourself to, church? Who it is
Jesus.
That you're listening to? If you want to change
Jesus.
The way that you feel about a man or change the way that you feel about a woman, you need to get
Amen.
Yourself into the word of God. Get the word of God on the inside of you. Follow
Amen.
The wisdom of God. Because the wisdom Amen. Of God will bring you to that place of perfect peace. Hallelujah. The
Amen.
Wisdom of God would incline you to forgive those, to be merciful for those who have wrongfully done you, who have said things to you. It will,
Amen.
It will have you to be in that place where you'll be loving on somebody that you know they don't even deserve to be loved. You know how we know that to be so true? Because every single body that has the wisdom of God don't deserve to have the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. But you have the wisdom of God anyway because you believed into the you believe in this way. You believe into the word of God. You believe into the truth. And because you believe into the truth have entered on the inside of you and is showing you how to be right there in that place of being with the Father. Stop exposing yourselves to unclean thoughts and unclean spirits. When you have the word of God that's living on the inside, every single time that a stranger or every single time that an unclean thought or unclean spirit, it rises up and begins to minister to you. See, you have the power and you have the authority of God to speak to these unclean thoughts. And you tell these unclean thoughts, I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. And because I'm in Christ, you have no authority over me. You're trying to remind me what it is that I used to be or who it is that I used to be. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, well, who I used to be, I'm not him no more. I'm not that no more. See, God have already forgiven me. God have already delivered me. God have already set me free in the mighty name of Jesus. See, the word of God tells us that the man that is free, he is free indeed. Because why? Because you are the righteousness of God, clothed with immense power and authority. So no spirit has the right to speak to you. No spirit has the right to govern you that's outside of God. See, you belong to God. God created you. He created every single man and created every single woman. It's the will of God for your life to be in him, to be in Christ, to be in the word. So you won't be beat up. You won't be broke down. You won't stay in that place of anger. You won't stay in that place of strife. You won't stay in that place of pride. You won't stay in that place of greed. You won't stay in that place of gluttony. You won't be so. You won't stay in that place of laziness and slothfulness. You won't stay in that place of jealousy and envy. See, the word of God has a way of getting in on the inside and moving all of these different unclean thoughts and unclean spirits that are lurking around on the inside. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So stop exposing yourself. See, by your faith, by what you speak out of your mouth, when you say that I am in Christ, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And when you call these spirits out, if you know that you are depressed, see, depression has a name. But see, you have a name that's higher than depression. You have in the name of Jesus. See, when depression comes up on you, comes up in your mind, you say that I am in Christ. Depression, I know your name. And I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, be loose from me right now and be cast into the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus. When unforgiveness comes upon you, you have the right to speak to unforgiveness and say, I am in Christ. And you say, great is my peace. Because the grace of God is on the inside of me. God is able to forgive me. For I am too also able to forgive myself. I'm also able to forgive those others because I am in Christ. See, this is the way. Hallelujah. When we wake up and we say, this is the day that the Lord has made, then you need to understand at the same time that you say, this is the day that the Lord has made, you need to realize that the wisdom of God is showing you that this is the way that God will have for you to do today. So when you can find yourself in that place without exposing yourself to people, that means you can find yourself in the place where you're controlling your thoughts with the word of God. And if you control your thoughts with the word of God, that means you can control how you feel. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And anybody that can control how they feel, Then that means that you can control your emotions. That means that you can control your actions. You can control your mouth. And if you can do this right here, then that means that this place right here that's trying to form these different habits, then you won't find yourself always making a habit of hating on your brother, or hating to your sister, or cussing your wife out, or cussing your husband out. See, that's a habit that has been formed. And that habit that has been formed because you have not made that decision to stop exposing yourself to that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when you make that decision by faith, I'm talking about faith in the word of God, now you can make the decision that you're not going to go that way. You're not going to dwell into that place. And when you're not dwelling into that place, that means you're dwelling in another place. That means that you're dwelling in the kingdom of God. That means that you're already following in the footprint of Christ Jesus. That means your destination is going right up to where he is. And that's seated in that place, hallelujah, on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. With Christ, you're seated on the right hand. You find yourself into that place of peace. You find yourself into that place of rest. See, that's that place where God is leading you to. God is leading you to that place of rest, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is leading you to that place of peace. Hallelujah. With nothing, no weapons formed against you. Know who you are and know whose you are. This is the way. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for every single mind, Father God, that was able to receive this afternoon. Every single heart. I'm talking about these old stony hearts, Father God, that have allowed the voice of a stranger to speak to them for so long that they think that they are defeated. Hallelujah. But Father God, your word, we receive your word on today and every single day because your word, oh God, you are the word. You lead us right back into that place where we desire to be. And it's in that place of love, because we know that you love. Your word says, Father God, in Philippians 4:13, you said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we thank you, Father God, for this word. For this word on this very day, we find strength. We find strength to come out the street. We find strength to come out of anger. We find strength, Father God, to come out of pride. We find strength, Father God, to come out of guilt, blame and condemnation. For this is the way. And we thank you, Father God, that every single word of our mouth, Father God, that every single meditation of our heart, that you find it acceptable in your sight, Father God, because we are yours. We're in Christ. Father God, and we thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single mind, every single heart, and every single word that we say in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we all do pray. And everybody that do agree, do say it, amen. And amen again. Amen. The doors of the church are open. There might be one today that's right now at the sound of my voice. And you realize that you have been going the wrong way.
Jesus.
You are on the wrong path. And this path that you're on, you can see the hurt, the pain, the death, the destruction. But today, by your faith, you stop right there.
Jesus.
And you turn it all over to Jesus. You start looking for Christ. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one? Will you press one today? Those that have not accepted Jesus Christ into your life, have not accepted the word into your life, will you press one today and accept Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior? He is victorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This simple prayer of salvation, the most important thing that you can do as a human being, hallelujah, is be filled, hallelujah, in his glorious faith, hallelujah. A simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Will you press one today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. There may be one. You have already prayed this prayer of salvation. But you have found yourself, your mind, and your heart is still in that place of uncleanness. Hallelujah. You was on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. But for some way, somehow, some strength or something have caused you to slip back. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:3 tells us, Hebrews tells us that we ought to remember, take heed to these things in case they slip. Hallelujah. You're in Christ. And that can slip sometimes. But know that you are in Christ. And because that you're in Christ, then that means that you are able to come back to him and ask for forgiveness because he has already forgiven you for your past. Before you was in Christ. Before you was in him. He has forgiven you for your sins that you're in right now. And the sins that you're going to create tomorrow. You're going to make tomorrow. Hallelujah. Will you come today and confess your sins right now? Hallelujah. See, God have already taken care of sin already. But see, we still deal with sin because of in our mind. Hallelujah. Will you come today? There's power in agreement. Will you come today? Will you let Pastor Talwig and I pray with you, pray for you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us over here in John 13 and 14, that whosoever shall ask in his name, or whatsoever you shall ask in his name, said that's what I will do. He said that he'll do. He tells us that when two or three are come together in agreement, hallelujah, asking anything in his name, he said that he'll do. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Anybody sick? Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one? Sickness. Understanding. Sickness is a spirit. Sickness is a sin that's dwelling inside of your body. He'll be good. Hallelujah. Will you come today? If you know that you are sick, will you come today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, over here in James chapter 5, he who that is sick can come to the elders. Let them anoint your head, all that. Let them pray over you. Will you come for prayer today? Will you come while you still have time? Why you still have time? See, time ain't promised to nobody. It ain't no guarantee you'll wake up in the land of the living tomorrow. Ain't no guarantee that you're going to wake up tonight, take a nap, wake up. Ain't no guarantee you're going to wake up. Will you come right now? Hallelujah. There may be one. This is before three home. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Pastor Talwig and I, we would love to be your pastor. It don't matter where you're at. It don't matter if you're on the other side of the world. Hallelujah. Yes. If you can hear our voice, God have already put us in place to be your shepherd. Hallelujah. To love you just like he has shown us how to love. A supernatural love. I'm talking about a unconditional love. An agape love. Hallelujah. God has shown us how to love you. We're going to love you just like he showed. Hallelujah.
Yes,
will you come?
Yes, God.
Will you come?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and pray
you,
for
Lord.
Us. Pray
hallelujah.
For us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name, Father God. We ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to direct and guide us, oh God, go ahead. Lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that we understand and know now that you are the way, the truth, and the life. We give it over to you right now. Although we leave the time of negative presence, Lord, we ask that you bless everyone that's here online today, oh God. Let every need be met. Let the fruits of your spirit, oh God, take root and manifest in our actions. Amen. That all will know and see that we belong to you. Amen. Lord, we live
Amen.
In this world. We're not from this world. And we thank you and
Amen.
We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is
hallelujah.
The way. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a powerful word. Amen. May God continue to bless you, Pastor, and pour into you everything that has left your mind, every virtue. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now we're going to have our tithes and offering, everyone. If you can get those prepared, you can send those over to Pastor Chantel and our Cash App. That's Pastor P-A-S-T-O-R Chantel, capital S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. That's Pastor Chantel through Cash App. And you all, if you need another way in order to send those over, if you don't have Cash App, you can give us a call, and we'll be happy to provide to you another way that you can send over your tithes and offering. That number, our direct number is 484-740-5075, 484-740-5075. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Make us in a mystery for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality or your frugality. Your honor is the wisdom of a spirit gives generous heart. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Bless, oh Lord, deliver, set free, oh God. Help us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Excuse me, y'all. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Amen. And I'll be delivering those announcements. Today is Sunday, May 16, 2021. Pastor of the Gospel Ministry is Pastor Doris A. May and Tawanika Manning. On Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer. But in the month of May, we're in prayer at midnight from May 1st to May 31st. Join us on our prayer line at 732-434-2510. It's every day at midnight for the month of May. Excuse me. Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. here on 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And Saturday, we have our lead teachings. Join us at 12 noon from 12 to 12:45 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon on our church line at 845-277-9213. Sundays, we have two services. We have our 10 a.m. service and our 2 p.m. service that you're on today. So join us. Amen. We have in the month of May, we're celebrating May birthday, babies. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Any wedding anniversaries, God bless you. May God continue to strengthen your marriage and grow you more in love. Amen. And in his word. Hallelujah. Also, you all, we have a shout Monday through Thursday here on our church line, 845-277-9213, runs at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to 6:30 p.m. Come on in and be a part of the shout where we pray. It's a time of praise and worship, a time of prayer, testimony, and the word of God. Hallelujah. And then soon we'll be preparing to celebrate our pastor, Dorothy Manning's birthday. Oh, look for the invite, you
Hallelujah.
All. We're going to be celebrating turning 40 years old. Amen. Hallelujah. We're expecting God to do a new great thing in this life. Amen. And those are your afternoon. Those are your afternoon announcements here at the Gospel Public Ministries. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we have our pastor's blessing and the benediction from Pastor Manning. Amen. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, we bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you
to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you for prosperity to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we're saved and we come together. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Well, I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to give you a little something out of that. Amen. It's a word that
Amen.
God put in my mouth here, and Pastor Tawanika, you know, we've been sharing this word for I think about a week or so now. So thank God for able to deliver it on today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I do want every single body, every single ear to understand this. You know, after you leave Sunday service, you know, don't go back the way that you were before you came. Hallelujah. Satan is already coming immediately to try to strip the word away from you. So guard your gates. I mean, guard your eyes, your mouth. You know, guard your gates. Guard your gates and protect the word. Hallelujah. You heard the word today. Protect it. Hallelujah. You will find favor in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in man, in the name of Jesus. And I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen again. God bless
amen.
You. I keep you. Pastor Tawanika and I, we love you. God loves you more. Hallelujah. Remember,
amen.
Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless
you. God bless
you. Afternoon.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing,
One time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time.
Sing and shout, then I'll